From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
New hearing launched for college athlete in sexual assault case. Brill Legal Group secured a new disciplinary hearing for a New York college basketball player after the Court of Appeals found that he had been robbed of his right to due process. According to the ruling, the college wrongfully took away his right to legal counsel during an administrative hearing, especially in light of simultaneous open criminal investigations against him. The client was accused of having non-consensual sex with a member of the women's basketball team in 2014. The alleged incident occurred about 1 month into this freshman's year of college when they both got drunk. She claimed she did not consent to have sex, but also said she did not remember anything. He suggested under questioning that she was probably a little more drunk than he was, but that she had clearly consented. A criminal investigation was launched. The lawyer for the administrative hearing requested a brief adjournment due to a scheduling conflict. The school refused and later claimed the client would be fine because his dad, a disabled construction worker, could serve as his advisor. Multiple references were made to surveillance video, which lasted less than 2 hours. When the client asked to see the video, a school representative said it was not relevant to the proceedings and he was then expelled. The case was subsequently filed as an Article 78 proceeding that took years, going from the New York Supreme Court to the New York Appellate Division. Article 78 proceedings challenged the actions of an administrative agency in court. Brill Legal Group lost in the Appellate Division. The judges claimed the client's right to counsel was not important. Although he had a right to ask for an adjournment, he had no right to receive the actual adjournment. In addition, they said the school's claim that witnesses would be inconvenienced was more important than his right to counsel. The Court of Appeals unanimously reversed the appellate decision and sent the case back for a new disciplinary hearing. However, the client was never offered a reimbursement of his tuition money. According to the dissent, given the gravity of the administrative charges facing the petitioner and the threat of additional criminal charges stemming from an active police investigation, the petitioner's right to secure the assistance of his designated attorney was fundamental. This right was wrongfully extinguished by the college when it summarily refused to accommodate the petitioner's request for his exceedingly minimal delay. It continued, aside from the punishment of expulsion, which effectively ended the petitioner's pursuit of higher education, the petitioner faced the prospect of serious criminal charges that could have resulted in a significant prison sentence. In light of the potential impact of the administrative hearing, the failure to grant a 3-hour adjournment was no ordinary administrative determination, but instead a decision which deprived the petitioner of his right to due process.
Are your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at brilllegal.com. That's brill-legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.